Hi guys, just here to give you a quick update on the Doomsday Colt. He's come back and it worked really well. He's a really strong animal. He's done 2 to 3 weeks pre-training there. He's got another 2 to 3 weeks to go, and then he'll head to the paddock up at Norrland Park. But really happy with his progress. He's a forward sort of colt. He's a lot stronger than a lot of the Doomsday, so you know, I wouldn't rule out him getting there, you know, as a back-end two-year-old. And hopefully, as they all do, they train on to be really nice three-year-olds. And probably, I'd say there's no hotter sire in Australia at the moment than Doomsday. He's just getting the job done left, right and centre. Just won the Group 1 Queensland Derby with Ruthven. I think it was a lazy 5 or 6 lengths that he won the Derby by. So just goes to show what sort of horses he can throw. And then just on the weekend, we had Royal Symphony win for Tony McAvoy. And he's probably the most exciting two-year-old colt in Australia. As soon as he won on Saturday with the ease that he did, they put him up favourite for the Caulfield Guinea straight away. And I know Tony's very much thinking along those lines. I think they might have had a very, very big offer in to sell the horse into Hong Kong, which has been knocked back so far. But there's only so much you can knock back when you get offered silly money. So watch this space with Royal Symphony. But hopefully our colt can go on and replicate those two horses and be a group horse for us. But at this stage, 2 to 3 weeks in the stables, and then it will be turned out to Norrland Park for a nice break. Cheers, guys, and take care.